I'm talking to Miriam. Miriam, you've been one of the people working on this project. So tell us what you've been doing for the past five weeks.
Yeah, well, initially I saw an advert in the Hammersmith and Fulham free newspaper saying that there was a maintenance course aimed at under 12-year-olds and over 50-year-olds.
Right.
And I've ridden a bike when I was younger with the children, but I want to get back into riding.
Yeah.
So I was terrified in case the wheel came off or it couldn't fix a puncture or whatever, blow a tire up. So I thought, well, that would be perfect. So I came along, and lovely lot of kids, all sort of seemed to be from five upwards, and I was the only over 50-year-old. So it was quite amusing in a way. But we've all got on really well, and it's been great fun, really. I've learned an awful lot. I've learned how to blow up in a tube, fix a puncture, change gears. Not change gears. They have brake pads and brake cables,
yeah,
and take wheels off, put wheels back on. It's been I can't believe I'm actually capable of doing all that, quite honestly. But the instructors have been really, really good. They're very, very patient and very accommodating. And
so you're going to be riding your bike around Hammersmith then, are you?
I am. Well, I live right next to the river, so I'll be able to go up and down and to Bishop's Park. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
and are there cycle routes
they're on the main road, but I'm a bit nervous. That's why hopefully I'm going to get some confidence by doing this.
Yeah.
To feel like I can go a bit further than the towpath type of thing, or the Thames path. So.
And what do you think of the idea of sort of, you know, the kind of younger people and the older people working together?
Well, it's been lovely. You know, I mean, well, I said I'm the only one sort of thing. I think they were a bit conscious, first of all. I think they thought I was an instructor myself.
Yeah.
So I didn't realise I was going to get down my hands and knees like they didn't get oil on my hands. But, it's been a lovely concept. I've enjoyed it immensely. I don't know whether they're aware of it or not.
But we're going to find out this afternoon.
Yeah, but, it's been lovely mixing with young kids, you know. And
how old are your children?
Oh, gosh, the oldest are 37, right. 37, 36, and 31.
And are they all in this country?
Oh, they are, yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And they're nearby or far away?
Well, Ealing, they all live in Ealing.
Oh, well, it's not too far away.
So my ambition would be to actually try and cycle over there.
Cycle to Ealing, that's the target, is it?
Because I can get on, if I cycle to Hammersmith Tube Station, I can get the district line. You're allowed to take bikes on the district line.
Right.
Go to Ealing Broadway, and then it's not too far to cycle from there, then.
Yeah. You cycle up the river, can't you, just about?
I can. You've come out by the Lyric,
the
Riverside Studios, up Queen Caroline Street, and straight across to the underground. So I'm really looking forward to it.
And then from there, from Ealing, you can easily get to Richmond Park, actually. You can cycle to Richmond. You've been to Richmond Park?
I used to live in Hampton years ago. I used to go there quite often, every day, practically.
Yeah.
But, so there's all these options that are going to be available to me once I get my confidence back, because it's been a long time since I've ridden for any length of time, you know.
And you recently retired, I think.
I had breast cancer, so I had to retire there. Well, I didn't have to, but I just couldn't face going on.
Yeah.
So, I've had sort of 18... Well, I had 18 months ago on a mammoplasty 6 months ago, so I'm sort of getting over that now.
Right.
I want to get back in the saddle and feel, you know, life is out there still for me to, you know, be doing something, not just to sit back in the shadows and, you know, give up on life. So it's sort of a challenge, I suppose, really, in a way, to get back in the harness and do something.
I heard that there was, that when they tried to get some of the older people to be part of this intergenerational thing, that there was some resistance from some of the older people I asked to doing this.
Really?
I
wonder why it's just me. Why there's nobody else apart from me?
Apparently, some of them wanted a class of their own.
Oh.
So what would you say, if anybody from that who sort of thinks, well, hears about these intergenerational projects, because there's quite a few, if anybody kind of from the sort of 50, 60, 70-year-old age group is thinking about it, what would you say to them about kind of getting involved?
Well, I just think it lightens the whole atmosphere having young people around you, and they inspire me. I see them, they don't know any more than I know type of thing, so I don't feel foolish. You know, I think we're all having a go together.
Yeah.
So it's great, and they're all very respectful and lovely children, really pleasant and polite, you know.
And what ages are the children that you're working with?
Well, there's two lovely little lads. And they seem to be from sort of 5 up to 12. Well,
yeah.
They have to be under 12, yeah. So it's between 5 and 12.
Yeah.
And then over 50s.
And would you do something like this again?
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely, yes. It's lovely just getting stuck in and fixing things and finding out how to do things, basically. Do you know what I mean? Kept just sitting at home watching television is far more, you know, gratifying to...
Brilliant. Miriam, you're an inspiration.
Not at all. Thank you very much.